7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back again with another episode, and this time we are doing the NFL Draft Prospect Ratings for the 2018 NFL Draft Running Back Edition. And before we get to that, as always, I am here with Tim and Tom. Guys, how's it going?
Players gotta play, Josh. Players gotta play.
Woo!
All right. This episode is going to be running back Saquon Barkley out of Penn State, and we are breaking down these running backs with a bunch of different categories. We have vision, balance, burst, receiving ability, elusiveness, pass protection, breakaway speed, ball security, and their collegiate production. And basically, if you look at it, we have a 1-3 scale rating for production, ball security, breakaway speed. And then we're going to have a 1-5 rating for pass protection, elusiveness, and receiving. And then a 1-10 for burst, balance, and vision.
Right?
Did I get all that right?
Honestly,
A plus, Josh.
I wasn't paying attention to you. I don't know what's happening.
All right, so we have Saquon Barkley. We're going to first start off with vision. Rating scale 1-10. I had it at a 9. Tom, you had it at an 8. Tim, a perfect 10.
Pow!
How'd you guys get it?
I couldn't give Saquon a perfect 10. Look, a lot of times when, like, first off, his offensive line, not very good. But there's so many times he would not just take what was given to him. Always tends to bounce the football out. Always trying to hit a home run. And that's, he's got a little Barry Sanders in him, in all honesty. That's why in the Ohio State game, he had more negative rushing plays than he had positive rushing plays. That's kind of an issue. He needs to develop that part of his football, in his football game. But overall, you look at the vision when he's in the open field and he has to make one or two guys miss, and it's just phenomenal what he's able to do. But he needs to get better running in between the tackles when he's taking those inside runs and take what is given to him instead of trying to hit that home run.
He has a little bit of Barry Sanders in him, and that's a negative. We'll give him an 8. Get out of town, you jack wagon. Listen, you look at the Ohio State game was bad. You look at all the other games throughout his career, though. How many times do you see him find the hole? Do you see him find the ability to work inwards to out, to work outward to in, even downfield, maneuver in and out, stay, walk the sideline? His vision, you can't describe it as anything outside of a perfect 10. Him trying to do too much, you could consider that to be his decision-making. You could consider that to be his – it's not – there's no holes available. He's trying to make something out of nothing at times. I agree with that. But to say that that's a negative on his vision is false. There's nothing there at all. It's just him trying to make more out of it because he is such a great player. We talked about this a little bit pre-show, Tom. He was, they said, hey, we're taking Penn State University, the Nittany Lion, and Joe Paterno's dead body. We're throwing it on your back, and you have to carry this team for your whole career. And that's exactly what he did.
I believe there was a game against Northwestern too, right? I think he was held a negative rushing yards in the first half.
Indiana was pretty bad.
Go watch Saquon Barkley versus USC.
Only reason why I bring that up is because there was, I think it was the Northwestern game. It might have been Indiana, but I thought it was Northwestern.
I think it was both.
Yeah, he gets the ball. And, I mean, honestly, you just take the ball. The line's not good, O-line-wise. Just take the ball, run forward, get either a no-gain or a one-yard gain, whatever. There was multiple times where he gets the ball, and he actually turned away from the hit and just kind of went down for a negative yard rush. And that kind of thing where you should have the vision to be able to go ahead and just run forward, regardless if you're running into a brick wall, you should go ahead and move forward into the line.
Northwestern game, he rushed for 2 touchdowns. Indiana game, he still had over 100 yards from scrimmage.
How many rushing yards do you have in that game?
56. 56, but he then had 4 receptions with 51 receiving yards. Over, I mean, how nitpicky can we be?
He's the best running back I've ever scouted, watching him. But to say his vision's perfect, no, it's not. There's holes in his game when he's trying to decipher what's going on in front of him. A lot of times when he does stutter step and try to make something out of nothing, he hits a home run.
Tom, if you put Barry Sanders against a very tough high school football defense and no offensive line, is Barry Sanders going to have a perfect game every time?
No.
No. Nobody's perfect. His vision still was.
Moving on, we have balance. Yeah, we have balance on a rating scale of 1 to 10. We all put a perfect 10
for
Saquon Barkley. Yep.
Ridiculous. Watch this guy run the sidelines. Absolutely absurd. Such a... I want to give his presence a 10 out of 10. Just knowing where he is on the football field, where the line is, where the goal line is, everything, just absolutely absurd. Dude's a freak.
Yeah, he's got some freaky abilities, and what really sticks out on film for me is his ability to maintain his balance on some of the cuts, on some of the times he takes hits. His balance is unreal. Got the ability to cut on a dime and make defenders miss, but then keep his feet under him, stay so low to the ground. Just watch that Iowa film. That you could just watch that tape, and you'd be like, first-round talent, 100%. Lock it in, but just the way he can distort his body and not really lose any speed or momentum, it's just unreal. This kid is special.
The burst of this player, Saquon Barkley, we all put again at a perfect 10, so 30.
Yeah, giving him a perfect happened a lot for all of us. I think he missed perfect score by 2 or 3 points, but fantastic overall. He can go to 0 to 60 in no time. Ability to explode and hit top gear and fracture of a second. When he gets going north and south, it's just unreal.
Another reason why his vision is so good, Tom mentioned his quote-unquote bad game that he had against Ohio State, and his vision, it wasn't that great in that game. Oh, well, what about the opening kickoff that he took 90-plus yards for a touchdown in that game? Showed his vision and how great that vision was.
It's not like I gave him a 2, Tim. I gave him an 8.
An 8? That's too few, my friend. Too few. Absurd. It showed his vision and it showed that breakaway speed, that acceleration. Absolutely ridiculous.
Receiving ability, we put him at a 5. I think that is, honestly, he can catch the ball in the backfield.
I am blanking on the game, and I apologize on this, but there's a play that was, I don't know if it was a broken screen or if they just threw the ball early, but it was thrown to Saquon. It was thrown a little bit high. And literally just threw his ball.
I think it was Iowa.
But it wasn't like one of those one-hand catches where they go it and pull it down right away. It was literally he threw his hand up there and just palmed it. And then kind of stopped, stared everyone down, flicked off the ref, pulled it down to his chest, and took off. It was just a, yes, I am this good. I am this freak of a talent. It was an absurd play. How can you not give this guy his numbers in the receiving category? I mean, over 100 receptions in his 3 seasons at Penn State. Over 1,200 yards receiving, 8 receiving touchdowns. Those are obnoxious numbers for a team that hasn't really had a quarterback and has no offensive line. It's absurd.
Very talented route runner. A big-time mismatch against any linebacker that's trying to cover him. You could put on the Michigan tape. They line him up in the slot, lined up against a safety, and he just burns him. He's got that ability. Very soft hands. Ability. You brought up that one-handed catch. He's got that ability to really catch any football thrown at him, even if it's a terrible throw that's well over his head. But he looks like a slot wide receiver when he's running routes
out
there.
I am an NFL scout, and I'm thinking about putting him on my team. Outside of everything else, I'm saying, what linebacker in the NFL is going to be able to break him down one-on-one? It's not going to happen. It's not. He is that special of a talent all around.
He's really got Alvin Kamara's receiving ability, in my eyes. Just bringing him up just because how effective he was in that part of his game last year. But he's also 20 pounds heavier. A lot thicker and probably a lot faster.
He's Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara if they were one player.
Yeah.
And probably better than that.
He's special.
Yeah. Elusiveness, rating scale of 1 to 5. I think everything we just said kind of rolls into that category.
Yep.
There's multiple times where he caught the ball out of the backfield, and he would run upfield, and we see him leaping over players.
Yep.
Running away from players in the open field, making people miss on tackles, makes people look very silly.
There's a play, again, it might have been Northwestern, where they were on like the 6, and it was a little dump-off pass. And at like the 3-yard line, there was he had a linebacker in front of him, and then a safety chasing him down as well. He literally jumped over the top of both of them, and then kind of got like knocked around and landed on his feet and just walked away, touchdown.
Yeah. Did the same thing against Iowa, jumped over 2 guys on the same play, but you look at him, he's supposedly 5'11", close to 230 pounds. You'd kind of expect him to be like a big, bruising running back, and yeah. he really isn't. That's not really his game. When he's in the open field, good luck trying to tackle him one-on-one. He's breaking people's ankles left and right. Super unreal cuts, crazy jump cut. I know on film, I think it was Iowa or Northwestern, but it was a legit 2-yard like jump cut where he just broke the guy's ankles. It's unreal how low this guy is. He's like a spring when he's that low and he could just jump. My favorite part
about his game in terms of elusiveness is, and I know this is like has turned into the Saquon Barkley stroking hour, but what did you expect?
Oh, yeah.
When he's like 25 yards downfield and his ability to literally just weave and zig and zag and accelerate and slow down and just make people look like idiots. And these are some Big Ten defenses that, you know, have some premium talent on them. His ability to do that, just absolutely ridiculous.
Moving on, we have pass protection, rating scale of 1 to 5. One categories that we disagreed on.
Yeah, we're kind of all a little off on here.
Yeah, Tom, you had a perfect 5. I had 4. Tim, you had a 0.
You know, this is one of those where...
0?
3.
Oh.
My bad. This is one of those where, looking at it now, I say, you know what, I may be a little low, Tom may be a little high, Josh may be just right. One of those points. Dude is not a 5 out of 5 in pass protection. You see certain... at certain times. Now, to be fair, offensive line was bad. Quarterback was not very intelligent most of his career. But there are still times where I don't know if it's because he just wants to be that playmaker so bad, but he refused to play the role that he needed to play of sitting back and blocking and doing the right things and making the right plays. He wasn't the best chip blocker, I didn't think, at times on certain screens because he was so anxious to get out there. I think ranking him anything higher than an average pass blocker at this point is just stroking an eagle.
Tim, I think you're blind, and I think you might have only watched the 2016 Saquon Barkley, because I agree, that year, he wasn't very good at it. Very hesitant, not aggressive, very... reactive instead of proactive. But the 2017 version of him, I absolutely loved everything I saw of him. Extremely aggressive to hit the hole when a blitzing linebacker was coming up. What got out of the quarterback's way, met the linebackers in the holes, not afraid to take on defensive linemen as well. I'm a big fan of him and his pass protection right now as a player. I think that's everything that pretty much any NFL team would want and expect out of a running back.
Moving on, we have breakaway speed, rating scale of 1 to 3. Safe to say, guys, we can just put that at a 3, right?
Yeah, we've hit that numerous times. Yeah. But dude's a freak, plain and simple.
Ball security, he barely fumbles the ball. There are going to be stats that I'm going to be bringing up just to kind of let everybody know. But pretty much we have Saquon Barkley that fumbles once out of every 193 carries. And I put that in my upper tier of running backs for ball security, and he is definitely in that zone there.
I agree 100%.
Dude didn't fumble last year. That's all you have to say. We had an amazing season, put up those crazy numbers, and didn't fumble.
The best thing with Saquon, he's been a freak since he was a freshman in college, but he continues to get better. He's a gym rat. You can see this kid freaking squatting like 700 pounds, deadlifting like 700 pounds, clean and jerking, like 500 pounds.
Pre-last year, clean and jerking. What you watch on your own time is your problem.
It's an Olympic lift, dickhead. But it's fantastic to see with someone with the physical gifts that he has to just get better year in and year out.
You know what I love about Saquon so much? He's literally just a nose to the grindstone.
Yep.
I'm a bad son of a bitch. I don't care about anything else. I think him not getting more Heisman love this past season was obnoxious. It was just was detrimental to the college football community. I love Baker Mayfield. What he did this year was great. Saquon should have been getting just as much love. Because without Saquon, Penn State University is a 4-win team.
Probably, but that's not what the award's about. Bryce Love had better numbers than Saquon this year.
I don't understand how in this day and age, in a voting situation like this...
It's about numbers, Tim.
But you can't see what people have around them with what they're doing with what they have. Saquon Barkley's turning chicken shit into chicken salad at Penn State University. He made them a potential... You know, playoff team at the beginning of the year and throughout the year. What he did, you know, throughout, his numbers were that absurd in that situation. You put Bryce Love on that team and he doesn't put up half the numbers.
We don't know that.
We do know that.
It's not a fact.
Fact. Fact.
Another terrible take by Fight Talk Tim.
Oh, man.
Timmy takes.
It's not good.
Any last comments on one Saquon Barkley after that garbage?
A truly special player, over 1,000 yards in each of his three seasons at Penn State, over 5 yards per carry in each season. Truly stepped up in the receiving department this year. 54 receptions, 632 yards this year. He's gonna break records with jersey sales to wherever he goes. He's gonna be a fan favorite. He's not gonna get in trouble. You don't have to worry about that.
Guys,
he's a grinder.
Todd Gurley out of Georgia, Zeke Elliott out of Ohio State, Saquon Barkley out of Penn State University. Number one, I want to know, who do you guys, if you had the first pick and they had those three coming out of the draft same time?
You're not going to put Leonard Fournette in there either?
No, I don't think Leonard Fournette's on that level, no. I think Leonard Fournette's good. I think Leonard Fournette has the potential to be a dynasty running back. But at this point in his career, I don't think that he's on that level. Those three guys can do freakish things that Leonard Fournette can't.
Agree. Saquon.
Josh?
I think I would go Todd Gurley.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fine. I think I would still go Zeke. I think it would be Zeke, Saquon.
I think it's all scheme fit too. Like you see what Todd Gurley's doing now with the correct system in place, the quarterback with enough weapons around him, you don't have to just rely on Jared Goff. You know, you're put in a good situation to where Todd Gurley gets to do a lot of stuff. Zeke Elliott being in Dallas, it's kind of a good situation for him because he's still got Dak Prescott, who is not a great NFL quarterback by any means. The jury's still out on him, theoretically. There's not a lot of weapons. You got old-ass... what's his face? Jason Witten. You got Dez Bryant. We don't know what's going to happen with him from here on out. They have never had a true number two wide receiver besides Cole Beasley. And then Saquon, again, it all depends where he goes.
It, in my eyes, and now I know there's been a former GM or what who has said, it doesn't matter who you have on your depth chart. Saquon Barkley is like having LaDainian Tomlinson sitting right in front of you. It doesn't matter who you have, you need to draft him. I go back to it again. I know everyone out there is saying that the Browns take a quarterback at one and take Minka at four. If the Browns are able to get their quarterback and Saquon Barkley, that is a franchise-changing draft. That literally changes their mentality. It changes their fan base. If they decide to go with Josh Rosen and then freaking Saquon Barkley at four, that's absurd. That's an absolute ridiculous draft. Saquon Barkley is that good, and I am very, very excited to see where he ends up.
I think somebody moves up if he gets past the Giants at two. I think somebody moves up to three. I don't think
people are, because of everything that we've discussed in terms of running back depth, free agent availability, depth in the draft itself, I don't think people are going to be willing to pay the price that it would cost to move up to the Colts. You're talking a first round pick, potentially multiple second or thirds, or a first the following year. I don't think that people are going to pay Deshaun Watson price in order to do it.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
Tim? All right. That's all we have, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed part one of our 2018 NFL Draft Prospect Ratings for the 2018 NFL Draft. Again, we have Darius Geis coming up next, and then we have Sonny Michel, and then Ronald Jones II, and Nick Chubb. So be on the lookout for those episodes. Again, we are Pony Keg Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Keg Sports, at Pony _ Keg Tom _ Tom. Did I get that? My bad.
Pony _ Keg _ Tom.
And Fight Talk Tim. So until next time.
Peace.